Tenworth wasn't so much omitted, others were in. We looked at a range of inputs, including serviceability. The Department of Communications undertook a very comprehensive audit looking at internet connections, the availability of ports in the port, in the exchanges and that sort of thing.
Given the disappointment you've heard from the community and I guess the reason for your visit here today to, I guess, respond to the concern, was it a mistake? Do you concede it was a mistake to omit Tamworth?
No, we have to build the network in a technical-led way, an engineering-specific way. It's disappointing. I've been coming here for 4 years. I feel the disappointment. I've certainly heard that from both the Mayor and the General Manager of Council. And I know the Chamber, which I spoke at just recently, is also disappointed. It's a reality that Tamworth will be on the list. It's not now. They will be on the list. But we have to build out this whole country. When you have city-states, many of which I've worked in, building national broadband networks the size of Singapore or Taipei or parts of Japan, it's a lot easier when you've got densely populated areas to build a national broadband network. We have a large continent with 8 million connections yet to go, and we will get there by 2020, and Tamworth will be in that run. I don't know whether it's going to be in the 2020. Our next milestone will no doubt be a three-year rollout. We have an obligation as a government business enterprise to disclose a three-year rollout. That's probably around 6 months away. That will be the next milestone.
What's the clearest indication you can give to people of Tamworth of when the NBN will actually arrive and what form it will be in the CBD?
We're getting very good now at setting realistic expectations. That hasn't been a strong trait of our organisation. So I'm not going to excite the community and get them warmed up to a date that's not realistic. We will work with Council and the Chamber to look at interim measures to make sure those business-grade services are available, so there is no excuse that businesses can't move here to Tamworth. But in the interim, and then we'll wait and see what the rollout plan has for Tamworth.
You can't give any time frame at all, 2020, 2017?
At this stage, it wouldn't be appropriate to set an expectation, so I won't. The next milestone for the community to look forward to is our three-year rollout plan, which will be in 6 months' time.
Darren Rudd, what infrastructure is needed in Tamworth to, you know, finalise the NBN connection?
So the network has a range of elements to it. There has to be a large point of interconnect, which essentially would be your main exchange here. We have spent some time upgrading that. We'd have to work out where we're going to place the exchanges, smaller exchanges, which work out from that. So we move from the main exchange with distribution fibre to an aggregation node, which is a smaller exchange. Then we've got to place street furniture around and develop in a module. So we'd have to run fibre all the way to the street furniture, and then we'd determine whether, you know, it would be a multi-technology mix of fibre to the node, fibre to the premise, and we'd have to work out which streets are getting them first. We'd have to build them in a sequence like we do. So we design them and we'd remediate them and we'd build them in a certain sequence. We do that because the modules have to support each other if one goes down. So there's a whole range of things that have to be done in a very technically led sequence for us to be able to say that that's next. So the technology scenario is one, and there's a range of other inputs, as I said, the current serviceability, the number of retail service providers here, the services that they offer, and all this, as well as other factors, go into a mix to determine, you know, the technology merit of moving into the city. So that's all we look at, is the technology merit, and then, you know, we make a decision based on priorities and on budget.
And that kind of upgrade, or how long would it take to complete that work?
A city the size of Tamworth, we would probably have a range of modules. There could be, you know, up to 12 modules. Those modules would probably have around 2,500 on average properties of different types. Now, that could take a number of years, 3 or 4 years to complete.